Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Terry Savage, how you doing today, Terry?
Good morning. I'm looking for some cheery financial news for you, and I have some.
Oh, we like that. I see that the Dow Jones futures are up, so we might see a good day on Wall Street, among other things.
Absolutely. Earnings season starts. Everybody knows that nobody knows what the earnings of corporations are going to work out to be because, you know, in the past, corporations give analysts, the security analysts on Wall Street, some guidance just so they don't embarrass themselves and the securities analysts. But now most companies have stopped giving guidance because they didn't really know for sure how the earnings would work out till the last couple weeks. So they're all being reported as the end of the quarter, second quarter. They're going to be terrible. And still the stock market is on a tear on the upside. It looks like the market will open up a couple hundred points despite new COVID cases, 15,000 in Florida. It looks like there will be a higher day in the stock market. Not only anticipation that the worst earnings news will be behind us, the second quarter was the worst, but because there's so much money sitting around ready to go.
As long as we're trying to be positive today, did you see the Tribune story today? Headline, millionaires face near zero chance of IRS audit for now. But it seems like it's not just millionaires because the IRS has been cutting budgets and cutting staff for a long time now. So audits, I guess, are going to continue to go down, aren't they?
You'd have to do something egregious in the next 18 to 24 months. But remember, they have 7 years to look back for fraud, 3 years. If you're filing, let's just talk about taxes for 1 minute. A cheery bit of news is that you've probably got your income taxes done. I mean, what else did you do this past weekend?
Right.
And because they're due on Wednesday. A bunch of people said to me, but if I file electronically, what about those paper forms, the 1099s, the thing I got for my mortgage interest? You keep a file folder of those for at least 3 years, unless you're committing fraud, then keep it forever. They can find you. But I don't think there's going to be a lot of auditing because they can't even get last year's refunds out. They've agreed to pay interest 5% till July 1st and now 3%. But so many people have posted at terrysavage.com, where's my tax refund? I sent the return in March. Yeah, those are sitting there because that was when they closed down the IRS offices for COVID and sent everybody home. So, yeah, and they're still stimulus checks they're dribbling out. So you can be sure that they're very busy, and odds have gone, whether you're a millionaire or not, odds have gone long about getting audited.
Yeah, I was surprised in that article to see, let me read this, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said he has received a request to further delay the tax due date, but he hasn't yet made a decision. They're not going to extend that beyond this Wednesday, are they?
No. They're not going to extend it beyond Wednesday. That's an old quote. I mean, I remember hearing him say that a couple of weeks ago, but it's Wednesday. Get your tax return in. But cheerfully, you probably spent the weekend doing it. If you haven't, go online. Go to irs.gov. There's a list of resources. There's free file. There's help. Go to turbotax.com. And I got a call from the H&R Block people who said, from someone who does tax returns on those retail stores saying, we're still out there. Come and see us. So there's plenty of help, but get it done. You want to get that out of the way because here's a little carrot. You know, the last incentive program was based on your 2018 or 19 returns. If there is another one, and you can bet that when Congress comes back from its vacation, they're going to try and worry something up because, of course, the $600 a week ends July 31st, although actually it's July 25th will be the last week in Illinois because they do two-week increments. So they know a lot of people will fall off a cliff without that extra $600. Congress comes back on the 20th. A couple of people are still left in Washington working on a deal that would give either an extension of unemployment benefits, the federal $600 or part of it, or another stimulus check. And you need to have that 2019 return in because I can promise you they're going to be looking at that to see if you qualify, whatever they come up with.
Your column on the true cost of college is in the Trib today. What do people need to know about this, Terry?
Well, the good news is that this is weird. First of all, colleges have always been in the driver's seat, but the plans are so uncertain for many schools that high school seniors and even those attending college who find their family condition has changed may be able now to call the financial aid office and say, my dad lost work, my mom lost work, I need more financial aid, I need another kind of break. So there's a lot of back and forth going. More students on the waiting list will make it. Colleges are going to be forced to come up with more money, I'm sure. And in the middle of all this, every year student loan rates adjust for the season based on the 10-year Treasury note auction. Any savers out there know that you can't get any money in interest. And so the rates will drop on undergraduate student loans for this 2020-2021 year down to 2.75, and that's down from a little over 4.5%. Now, you might say, well, that's great. It makes it more affordable. However, the federal government is borrowing for 10 years at less than 1%, at 0.7%, but they're charging 2.75% on student loans. That's idiotic. Not only that, but that's because we're trying to encourage people to go to college. Why would they make this big profit on interest rates on student loans when you can't default on them and they're going to follow you into your retirement and dock your Social Security if you don't repay? So, and by the way, that's only for this year's loan.
Mm-hmm.
People are still out there with 8 and 9% loans that they took out many years ago. So the student loan mess has not gone away. It's just been hidden in the financial mess that has impacted so many families. But if you're going, rates will be down. Number two, contact your high school guidance office and the financial aid office of the school that you want to attend and that may have already admitted you and given you a package, and let them know if there are any changes.
And with the pandemic spiking in so many parts of the country, do you expect the economy to slow down even more than people first were predicting? Unemployment numbers probably going up a great deal again. What do you think?
This is really interesting because the word despite is coming through in all the things we discuss, as in kids will go back to school despite, and this business will open despite. So I don't think we're going to see a huge spike in unemployment unless there's some definitely and a big sweep in the COVID numbers and a big sweep and increase in the fatalities from it. So that's what this stock market is betting on, that somehow we get through this. Well, they're betting our children's lives and our teachers' lives equally and all of our lives on this. But it's a failure of leadership in many cases to figure out a way through this that is safer than the one we're traveling now. But I don't want to be Debbie Downer on Monday, so let me give you one last little note of hope.
Okay.
For the thousands and hundreds of thousands, I think, judging by my mail at terrysavage.com, of people who haven't been able to get through to the unemployment offices, this will be the first full week of their new callback number. So when you dial in, you're supposed to get a message that says, like when you go to airlines or something, due to an especially high call volume, we'll take your number and hold your place in line. Please leave your callback number. Your place in line will not be affected. They're going to switch to that, and this will be the first full week. So you'll see, hopefully, people start to get callbacks as they don't, the lines are not deluged and broken down and dropped into nothingness by many people redialing. Leave your callback number. Leave it once. Well, for me, leave it twice, and then see if you get a callback.
There you go. The Savage Truth. More at terrysavage.com. Thanks for the positive messages today, Terry. Appreciate it.
That's because you're such a positive guy.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Half full all the time. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.